With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Senate is voting on the confirmation of former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard to be the next Director of National Intelligence. Senator Charles Grassley, chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, spoke before the vote.
Based on my conversation, I expect Tulsi Gabbard, along with CIA Director Ratcliffe, will ensure that the intelligence community will be forthcoming and fully responsible to Congress as we in Congress exercise our constitutional responsibility.
Today's Senate confirmation vote on Gabbard expected to be along party lines. President Trump pressuring the Federal Reserve on interest rates. The president wrote on social media that interest rates should be lowered. He said lower rates would go hand in hand with his upcoming tariffs, despite economists' expectations that tariffs would fuel inflation. Also at SRNNews.com, heavy snow and freezing rain have caused havoc on roads in Virginia. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Klebauer says the Northeast Corridor could get a little more snow today, but nothing significant.
What starts as snow potentially around the New York City, Boston area this morning will kind of transition more into like a mix to rain later on today. So we're not anticipating like any significant snowfall accumulations across that area. However, there still should be a little bit of snow that falls today before things kind of get washed away.
The snowstorm that blew into the mid-Atlantic states caused accidents on icy roads and prompted school closures. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 361 points, the NASDAQ losing 74. This is SRN News. A new poll of evangelicals on global issues.
The survey by Lifeway Research asks respondents to rank the things going on in the world that most deserve the attention of the church in this country. Number one is war and violent conflict. Second on the list is human trafficking, followed by the plight of orphans and vulnerable children. Religious persecution is in fourth place on the Lifeway rundown, and evangelism doesn't come in until number five overall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Male college students in Utah will be prohibited from living in female dorms under a bill that has cleared a final legislative hurdle. It has passed in both chambers and now heads to the desk of Republican Governor Spencer Cox, who has expressed support for the measure. Under the legislation, students at the state's public colleges and universities can only enter or live in a gendered space that corresponds with their biological sex. This is SRN News. No more DEI at PBS.
The public broadcaster is shutting down its Office of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion and firing the two executives who staffed it. With the system getting federal grant money for its children's programming, PBS lawyers judged the move necessary to comply with President Trump's executive order on DEI. PBS and NPR officials are expected to appear at a congressional hearing next month amid calls that the federal government stop funding public broadcasting. Rich Thomason reporting.
Kilauea volcano shooting lava into the air once again in Hawaii. Kilauea on the Big Island of Hawaii is one of the world's most active volcanoes. It's been erupting on and off for nearly 2 months since it burst to life on December 23rd. The eruption inside Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, no residential areas are threatened. More details at SRNNews.com.